Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 spam.
This is Lifespam. Give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. Lifespam coming to you from the middle of a blizzard, the biggest snowstorm to hit Lifespam's neighborhood in a couple of years here in the east coast of America. Of course, the irony is by the time you listen to this, if you live around here, the sun will be out, the snow will be gone, or at least it will be on its way out. And if you don't live around here, well, there's absolutely no context for you. All you're doing is listening to the rantings of another man who is already holed up in his home attempting to survive 2 to 3 foot of snow, which is more snow than Lifespam has seen in a couple of years. Anyway, all hunkered down. Let me see. I actually went out and bought a record number of big bags of chips in one go, 4. Really no need for one man to pile through 4 bags of chips. Now, there is something about snowstorms where you feel you need to stock up on all kinds of food that under normal circumstances you probably wouldn't touch. No one is stocking up on green salad. Instead, frozen pizzas, bags of potato crisps, starchy white bread, stuff to make stews and potatoes, all kinds of heavy food that will sit in your stomach in the same way that a small dog disappears into a snowdrift. There's a snowstorm simile, metaphor, what have you, for y'all. Anyway, all hunkered down. I'm going to be honest with you. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't say that I'm the sort of person who goes stir crazy. More than happy to spend my free time lying on the couch with the remote control and a beer and not feel the need to go anywhere. Although it's strange, the minute you can't go anywhere in that you're being told to stay home because of 2 to 3 feet of snow, then you start getting antsy. It's this weird thing. Regular April weekend, I'll lie on my couch all weekend and watch TV and go, yeah, I didn't go out the house and it's not a big deal. The minute you are trapped home by Mother Nature, then you start getting antsy and you want to get out and you feel like you need to keep opening the door to see what's going on. Very different. It's all the psychology of it. Anyway, got up this morning. It was already about 1.5 feet on the ground. I went outside and I did my shoveling. Now, in this area, apparently if you own a home or a business, then the legal obligation is on you to clear around your house. Of course, when there's 2 foot of snow, it's kind of hard to, A, really decide where to start, probably by the door, the only place you can get out, and B, well, where do you end? I mean, I went ahead and I dug the steps, dug the bottom of the steps, dug a little path out across what would normally be the sidewalk towards where the road is apparently, and just sort of stopped. I mean, I've dug like a 6-foot trench, a trench to nowhere, just sort of out of my front door. And so anyone in my house could leave safely for about 6 foot, and then you're stuck in the middle of a snowdrift. So while the rule, the law apparently is you have to clear around your house, well, I've made every stab at, you know, clearing about 6 foot down to pavement underneath. And then I just stopped because, well, where do you stop? Like I said, I think my trench ends approximately where the road would be. So if anyone is coming to see me, I guess you can pull up and get straight, open your door by where the trench ends, leave your car and get out. It's a bit like a plane at an airport. It comes to the gate and that's where you get out. Passengers don't go roaming around the runway. They go out the door and up the jetway. Well, I have just created a 6-foot jetway through the snow, basically a nice clearing from my house. But of course, if you're out and about, you know, walking your dog, if you can find your dog in the 2 to 3 foot drifts, well, that's really not much use to you unless you are actually going to my house. So there you go. My trench to nowhere is done. So I feel at some level, if there was anyone out enforcing the law, I'd like to think I had made a pretty good case for abiding by it. Anyway, right here, I'm hunkered down. Been getting ready for a couple of days, as is the case when a snowstorm or any kind of weather event is approaching across the horizon, is impending. The TV stations go into overdrive. They have a rolling scroll of instructions, which once the storm starts, turns into a rolling scroll of, well, how much snow different people have. It's a bit like the scores coming up when you're watching SportsCenter or something like that. Neighborhood A, 21 inches. Neighborhood B, 15 inches. Neighborhood C, 32 inches, wherever it may be. Anyway, the media, the local media, have been in full overdrive, obsessed with the snow. I think it's some gimmick where they're actually in league with the shops. In order, they work together. The media tell you that there's a massive snowstorm coming and everyone runs out to the store to buy shovels and milk and bread. Can I say something about shovels? Every year there's a story about every shop that would sell a shovel, every hardware store, every, I don't know, anywhere that would sell that sort of a tool, they're sold out. There's always a fella coming on going, yeah, we sold out all our shovels yesterday. Now, when you live in this area, you tend to get a big snowstorm once a year. Well, what are people doing with all those shovels? I mean, all the people that bought a shovel last year, why are you running out buying another one? I still don't understand where all these shovels go unless millions of people are constantly migrating to this area from warmer climes where they didn't have a shovel on them. But anyway, all the hardware stores are out of shovels. And like I say, I did my shoveling this morning. I avoided the obligatory heart attack. Now, let me expand on that for a moment. You watch the TV during a snowstorm and some reporter's always out there and they've found, I don't know, an expert on snow shoveling, and they advise you how to shovel snow. Bend at the knees. Don't use your back. Don't use your arms. Push the snow. Don't shovel it. And they always warn you that you got to be careful because apparently more people die of heart attacks shoveling snow than anything else. I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that. I quite understand why more people are dying from the aerobic exercise of shoveling snow in 20 degree weather than all those guys that go out running in the summer when it's 95 degrees and 100% humidity. No one says, oh, be careful if you're running, you might have your heart attack. But anyway, I avoided my heart attack. I only went 6 foot, so there you go. I'd be in a pretty sorry state if just shoveling a trench that's a foot wide and 6 foot long actually induced a heart attack upon me. But of course, maybe that's what you get when you spend your weekends lying around on the couch with a beer not going out of the house. But there you go. Anyway, watching TV, the one thing I've noticed about this particular snowstorm is how on TV it seems to be accompanied, the scroll, the stories about shoveling, the reporters scattered across the area watching snow plows go by. Everything now seems to be accompanied by a hashtag. And I said that slowly, like I've just arrived from a foreign planet, because I actually don't tweet a lot. If you do follow LifeSpam on Twitter, and you can follow us at Zef Radio, you will find that I don't tweet a lot other than to remind the 100 or so people that follow me that there's something else to follow. I've noticed now that this storm has been accompanied by a flurry of hashtags. Hashtag snowpocalypse. Hashtag snowmageddon. Hashtag snow nino, which I actually thought was quite clever. The other ones are moronic. Neither original nor very clever. They're moronic. Snowmageddon, snowpocalypse. Yeah, been there, done that. But snow nino, because apparently this is a snowstorm fueled by the weather pattern El Nino. That's quite a clever one. I actually did give that one a good chuckle. Anyway, this storm actually has a name. The Weather Service have called it Jonas. They've christened it a name. Apparently, they don't always do that. Normally, you just call it the blizzard of whatever. So this would be the blizzard of 16. But apparently, they've decided to give this one a name. So while it's not a hurricane, it's kind of like a hurricane. It's a hurricane interloper. I don't know what the rules are for snowstorms. I don't know if they have to have, if they have to go boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, which is what they do for hurricanes. You alternate names as, you alternate genders as you run through the names through hurricane season. So I don't know why we've suddenly arrived at Jonas. I suspect it's not the same rules as hurricanes, because unless I've been asleep like a bear for the last 4 months, I don't remember seven other snowstorms. I think J is the eighth letter of the alphabet. So there you go. This is Hurricane Jonas. I must say, this blizzard of nicknames and hashtags, I actually saw another hashtag called The Winter Awakens. I don't know what that means. I really don't. Made me think, in countries where snow is a way of life, like, I don't know, Norway, Lapland, the Antarctic shelf, wondering if they get really, really super excited when, you know, the 4 days of the year when it's sunny for 21 hours straight. I wonder if they get equally as excited and energetic as the media do in areas like this here in the Western world. I wonder if those great northern and southern climes, there is a flurry of hashtags, sunpocalypse, sunmageddon, sun nino, hashtag 21 hours straight without darkness. I wonder if people completely lose their minds. Like, people go, it's exactly the reverse of being in a snowstorm. Don't waste your time going to the store. It's going to be sunny for 3 days. Please, don't fill up your house with food. Get out of the house. Don't hunker down. Get out. Especially you, Life Spam, who always just sits around on your couch all weekend. You, get out of the house. It's sunny. I wonder if they're as super excited. You are legally obligated not to clear your sidewalk, but at worst, to sit out on it and bask in the rays of the sun. I wonder if all those countries where snow is a way of life, where the few glimpses of sun and warm weather are met with the same level of hysteria as seems to be the case this time around. Now, I don't want to belittle what's occurring, because I know in blizzard-like 30-mile-an-hour winds outside, people are losing power, and some people are stuck in snowdrifts, and for some people, well, who knows, things could actually be even worse. But for the great unwashed majority, we're just staying home. Because at the end of the day, well, it's snow, it's winter, we're staying in and doing what we normally do, which is our laundry and playing on the computer and watching TV and doing whatever we normally do when we're alone in the house. Here's a hashtag for you. It's just in snow. There's a hashtag. All right. So the blizzard of 16, weather storm, snowstorm Jonas, to refer to him by his correct nomenclature. Like I say, by the time you hear this, it will probably be well long gone. Just like a snowman melting away in the warm weather, this snowstorm will be a thing of memory. But for the moment, well, it's very frosty outside. I can hardly see anything out of the windows of the Lifespam Studios. The wind is whipping. And while I'm not one to panic, and I think my whole point here is for most of us, you just relax and make do, I'm actually going to go, because I'm really, really scared that my power is going to go out. Hashtag no heat, no power. This was Lifespam. Oh.
quite steadily. Seems like I've been here years and years and years and years. I wait patiently for what's in history. All I squandered is tears and tears and tears and tears. She treats me far too crossly. Stay.